Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette City Council makes replacement of Gurley Overpass a priority. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. During the recent 2023 Vision Dinner, Gillette City Council and Administrator Hyun Kim announced the replacement of the Gurley Overpass as one of the main projects the city hopes to complete in the near future. The Gurley Overpass serves as a critical crossing with nearly 10,000 vehicles a day using it, according to the city. The bridge was built in 1981. Over the last several years, maintenance has become increasingly frequent, and it is approaching its expected lifespan. A 2021 estimate of the construction cost for replacement was approximately $30 million. Administrator Kim said the city has been setting aside funds for the project, and the account is currently setting at $5 million. Additionally, the city has received $3 million in federal funds from the community project funding from the fiscal year 23 omnibus appropriations package. The Gurley Overpass was originally named for Fred G. Gurley, who was an executive with Burlington Northern Railroad. Gurley was a division superintendent for the Campbell County Division, known as the Alliance Division. He later became the vice president of Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy Railroad, and finally president of Santa Fe Railroad, according to historical records at the Campbell County Rock Pile Museum. Council has decided that once the overpass is rebuilt, they intend to memorialize the late Senator Mike Enzi by renaming the bridge from Gurley Overpass to Senator Mike Enzi Memorial Overpass. Wyoming Highway Patrol troopers safely locate a female involved in a multi-state domestic disturbance. At approximately 12:46 p.m. on Saturday, Wyoming Highway Patrol troopers were dispatched to a possible domestic disturbance in the area of Bitter Creek Rest Area within Sweetwater County. The reporting party told the patrol dispatch they thought the driver of a gray Volvo semi-tractor trailer was dealing with a domestic disturbance with their ex-boyfriend, according to the Highway Patrol press release. Troopers located the vehicle parked within the eastbound Bitter Creek Rest Area on I-80 in Sweetwater County. When they were interviewed, troopers learned that the male was not supposed to be in the commercial truck. The female driver told troopers that the male was her ex-boyfriend and had entered her vehicle without her knowledge in California. She said he had physically and sexually abused her in the truck over the past several days while she was transporting the commercial cargo. She also stated he stabbed her in the leg. As the male was interviewed, he initially gave false information about his name to conceal his identity. The male was identified as Alejandro Delgado, a resident of California, and had an active warrant for his arrest out of California, according to the press release. Delgado was arrested and booked into the Sweetwater County Detention Center for no bond, felony extradition for parole violation out of Bakersfield, California, and interference with a peace officer. The investigation is ongoing and other potential charges are pending. The Wyoming Highway Patrol said they would like to thank Sweetwater County Sheriff's Department for its help with the investigation. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalane.